Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Brianna Gibbs. This week on AK, Holiday Brass. Some of the nation's top brass musicians appeared in Sitka this week. The trumpeters, trombonists, and more performed Monday night at the community's Performing Arts Center. All 600 seats regularly sell out for the concert, which has become something of a holiday tradition in the Southeast community. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
The house lights are dim, the curtain is open, and from an arc of red chairs underneath the proscenium, the music begins. On one side of the stage, gold trombones reflect beams of light into the audience. On the other side, blurry fingers move trumpet valves as the music quickens. This is the Sitka Holiday Brass Ensemble, a dozen or so musicians, including several full-time professionals from symphonies across the United States. And they're rehearsing at the moment. The huge auditorium in front of them is empty. The musicians are not in their concert black. They're in jeans and sweatshirts and tennis shoes. They sip from cups of coffee and scribble notes in their music. Slower here, faster there. Let the tuba set the pace when you get to God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And listen, just listen to the French horn solo.
My name's Donna Parks. I'm currently the acting associate principal of the Utah Symphony.
Parks is a trombone player. She started at age 9 in her elementary school brass band in Australia.
The trombone was taller than me. I'm now taller than the trombone. But I was 9 when I started. And
her career has taken her across the United States and to London, Malaysia, Singapore, Sydney. But when she did a one-year engagement with the San Francisco Symphony, she met musicians who told her about a concert she should try playing in Sitka, Alaska.
I didn't know what to expect the first year, because you put these groups together and people come from different places, different orchestras, and you never quite know how it's going to work. But the amazing thing about this group is it always gels incredibly well, and the musicians play very well together on a musical level, but it's also now become this really wonderful group of people. So we look forward to coming back and being together as friends and colleagues, which is almost as important as the music we make together now.
So you've kind of formed an ensemble here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it's kind of turned into the beginning of the holiday. You know, I come up here and it's like, okay, now Christmas can start.
Yeah. That's tuba player Daryl Johnson. He used to play in the Louisville Symphony. Now he's freelancing in Seattle and playing in Portland. He and Parks both say there's something special about playing in Sitka.
And I'm always struck by this audience, and I mean that quite sincerely, that I play in a lot of different orchestras and groups across this country and overseas, and I'm really struck by the genuine appreciation this audience has. You know,
my first year, which was 3 years ago now, we got on the plane the next morning to leave, and you know, everybody on the plane was from Sitka, of course, and you know, they just applaud when we get on the plane. So he's like, you know, it's the one time I'm a tuba player and I get to feel like a rock star, you know.
This is the 9th year for the concert, which is a fundraiser for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
But it's way more than that.
Roger Schmidt is executive director of Alaska Arts Southeast, the nonprofit that runs the Fine Arts Camp.
The community has really rallied to support our program year after year in a way that just leaves us all just feeling really humble and like we need to work hard in response to the gift that the community has given us to make the camp thrive. And so in many ways, this concert is kind of, it's really also a thank you back to the community. It's a way.
2 years ago, the Fine Arts Camp took over the campus of Sheldon Jackson College, which had closed in 2007. Since then, hundreds of volunteers have put in tens of thousands of hours rehabilitating the 20 or so buildings the camp now owns. But Schmidt says the Holiday Brass Concert began long before the camp knew that it would take over the Sheldon Jackson campus.
I really wanted to do something special in the Performing Arts Center, and I had always my favorite group of musicians growing up as a kid, you know, we all have something we listen to, was this brass ensemble called the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, and it had 10 brass players, and so this was a chance to kind of go back to the recordings that I listened to growing up that inspired me to be a trombone player. That was the original idea, was, wow, I can like form an ensemble that I've always dreamed of playing in.
And the night of the concert, Schmidt was on stage with that ensemble in front of a packed house, showing off the fruits of their rehearsal. For AK, this is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
For 300